Saturday with Katie Hannan on RTE Radio 1.
And you're welcome back. Now, Keystone Cops meets Father Ted stuff. That was how the Licensed Vintners Association CEO Donal O'Keefe described the government process to reopen the nightclub sector. The LVA says requirements for advanced ticket sales for entry to nightclubs and late bars are completely unworkable. And I'm joined on the line now by Donal O'Keefe. Donal, you're welcome to the programme. You were at that
meeting.
Good afternoon. You were at that meeting with department officials yesterday.
I was.
When did this issue of these advanced ticket sales being required, when did that emerge?
Well, we've had a shambolic process since Tuesday, since the press conference announcing the reopening of restrictions threw up for the first time at the last minute the notion there'd be operational guidelines for nightclubs. Then there was a vacuum where there was leaks and counter leaks. There was two separate meetings between the industry and government on Thursday evening. On Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, ticketing was on the table. On Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, it was definitively off. And the guidelines that were supposed to be finalised on Thursday night had no mention whatsoever of ticketing. We waited for those guidelines to be published Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday mid-morning, Friday lunchtime, we were sure we had them. Late bars and nightclubs opened on Friday afternoon and evening. And at 6 o'clock last night, we got a call to attend an urgent meeting with government where ticketing was definitively, decisively in the guidelines. No discussion, no debate. So 6 o'clock yesterday evening for late bars and nightclubs that had been closed for 585 days on their first day of trading, a genuinely joyous occasion for those businesses, their staff, their customers, their suppliers. We get a bombshell dropped on us that takes no account whatsoever about how Irish people socialise, no account of how the industry works, no account of the difference between traditional bars, late bars and nightclubs, and simply, in our view, is unworkable as it stands.
Do we know yet? We still don't actually have these regulations, do we?
No, regulations have been published. They're due to be published, we understand, and be put into law by Thursday of next week in advance of next weekend's trading. Clearly, no ticketing is required for this weekend.
Okay. This idea of advance ticketing, though, do we know yet what we mean by that? How far in advance those tickets would have to be purchased?
No, we don't know. We were briefed on last night that it would be 24 to 72 hours in advance. This morning, we're saying that's not the case, but nobody can tell us what is. So the short answer is no. We don't know what's required in advance.
The Taoiseach was speaking today on News Talk saying that it can be done, the ticketing can be done, that administering ticketing can be done very easily, he says. And he says, you know, this just going back to there was a big row over the use of the COVID cert back in the summertime, and that was grand once it got going.
Well, could he explain to me how live music is going to function in a traditional bar, which is not a late bar or nightclub? Is that going to be a ticketed event? Because we understand under the guidelines as it stands today, it is. So impact number one here is that live music, DJs, individual musicians, bands who play in pubs up and down the country all the time are out of work now because no ordinary pub is taking live music in if it has to become a ticketed event. How is it going to work in late bars that, you know, in bars that transition into the late trade? So virtually every late bar in the country operates through the day, through the evening, and evolves into a late bar operation after 11 p.m. Are we supposed to kick all our customers out at closing time and readmit customers? Are we supposed to only admit ticketed customers if they intend to stay? If a visitor comes to Dublin from outside of Dublin, so up from the country or internationally, how are they? Are they supposed to have ticketed in advance? This thing is just plain nuts in our view.
But, you know, when you heard Paul Reid there talking about the huge pressure on our hospital and our health service generally, do you accept that it can't be a free-for-all, that you can't just throw open the doors and what happens?
Well, we have followed from the very first time this broke, back in the 15th of March 2020, when we agreed and supported the closure of pubs, that we will comply with public health advice as fully and as properly as is required. We now have a situation where there's guidelines for everything, no guidelines just definitively in place for late trade that we can understand. There's differences between pubs, hotels, restaurants, late bars, nightclubs, traditional bars, sports clubs, golf clubs. Nobody knows how this is supposed to operate. It just doesn't make sense to us.
Okay.
And the reality is that on Tuesday, following public health advice from NPHET on Monday, the government made the decision to open. We had been led to believe all along, and it's put all our eggs in the basket, that once vaccination rates got high, trade would begin to recover and reopen. We have a terrific, and the HSE deserve a lot of credit, a terrific vaccine rollout, 92% of the adult population vaccinated. We are only admitting vaccinated customers. 100% of our customers are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So we have been led to believe that that would be sufficient to open on the 22nd of October with, the restriction that we had to continue to check COVID certs, which we're happy to do, maintain contact tracing, which we're happy to do.
Okay.
But then, because they're all vaccinated, we can trade.
OK, Donal, I'll just stay with us there on the line, please. I want to put some of this to our panel. Minister, did this sector have been closed for nearly 600 days? Like, that description of the last few days before the reopening of total chaos, that's a disgraceful, surely, way to treat any sector.
Well, firstly, yes, you're right. This sector is closed nearly 590 days, and that's why I think yesterday is a positive day for the sector. It's positive in the fact that they can open again and they can start trading again.
And Donal has acknowledged that, but could you address his description?
I would if you'd
there.
Let me finish, yeah. Katie. I think it's a positive day, and I think we shouldn't forget that. And I think also in the last 590 days that this sector hasn't been able to address, they have been very well supported in terms of wage subsidies, deferral of their tax, core grants in terms of restart grants, the CRSP payments. So there has been an acknowledgement that this sector has been very adversely affected over the last 2 years. And I think that's a given. And I just want to make a point Donal raised in relation to any pubs that is playing traditional Irish music in the corner or whatever. They are not going to be included in terms of the ticketing arrangement.
So that what Donal understood
misconception. Well, I don't know whether he said he understood it from.
I do want to come in here. I posed that question specifically because I do understand how the trade operates, and it was made specifically clear to us at 6:15 or 6:20 last night that any live music in any pub would be captured by these guidelines and accordingly must be ticketed. That was the clear advice, direction given to us last night.
Okay. Well,
what I would say, Donal, is my understanding is that there is a meeting with the stakeholders again first thing on Tuesday morning.
Correct.
My understanding is that the ticketing regime to be introduced is for venues that are opening for the first time or that opened for the first time last night, not for venues that have been opened since earlier this summer. And the reason that this is being brought in is because now that we have 92-93% of the people fully vaccinated, we do want to get the remaining sectors of the economy reopening. But in acknowledgement of where we are in terms of the number of people who have contracted the virus, in acknowledgement of the fact the number of people who are in hospitals, we do have to bring in additional measures, additional safety measures to protect people. And the concept of ticketing, it is going to be difficult. It is not ideal, but we are in unprecedented times. And what is it about? It's about ensuring that we have a record of the people who go in. Because when people are going to nightclubs now, there is no restriction on the capacity and people are allowed to dance. And because of that, there is an extra risk in that very activity itself. And it's to mitigate against that risk. It's to ensure that we have the names, the addresses, to follow up contact tracing.
Katie? I just like to make one observation here. We are obliged in every pub in the country, hotel and cafe, restaurant in the country, to get contact tracing details. So we're getting those details. What's the advantage of a ticketing system over that? They have to be captured anyway. Ticketing system captures it for sure, but we're capturing it anyway. This just doesn't reflect how the business operates, how customers operate.
I want to bring in the rest of the panel. Aon, obviously Donal's very frustrated there, but the government are obviously trying to balance the risk and the...
Absolutely, and we have to, again, recall what Peter Reid was saying at the beginning of the programme and the pressures that are on the health system. And we, I can only speak for the Labour Party in terms of the opposition, we have been as supportive as we possibly can of government in terms of the national effort. We were the only party in the opposition to support a government bill 2 weeks ago in terms of keeping the legal framework around restrictions until January. We were the only party to vote in favour of that because we do feel it's a national effort and government has to be able to respond as things improve or disimprove, just to make that point. However, surely this is, you know, clearly is chaotic when you have people coming out of the same meeting with two different interpretations. We have government spokespeople saying that, no, the ticketing arrangements can be something that you do within minutes of attending a venue. And those representatives from the industry saying, no, we're told it's 24 hours. And again, the regulations lapsed as of midnight on Thursday. So there's absolutely no regulations overseeing this new scenario. The doll does not sit next week. So we'll be waiting for the week after next in order to bring in regulations around this to make them legally binding. So I can completely understand where Donal is coming from. But I would make this further point, that the industry does have responsibility in terms of ensuring that every single person that comes into any single venue or licensed premises has to show their certificate and their identification, because with the leadership that Donal O'Keefe can show, we're going to have a better chance of making this a success. Okay. And I think everybody would realise and appreciate.
Yeah,
I'll make this one point. I think lots of people would suggest that the oversight of the vaccination cert hasn't been as it could have been.
No, I think it's absolutely, I can hear the frustration from Donal. I think it's inconceivable that we get guidelines at the 11th hour when the government announced over 7 weeks ago that D-Day was going to be the 22nd of October. It's mind-boggling. On top of that...
To be fair, the COVID scenario changed dramatically. Everybody keeps saying
COVID is evolving. We were here last year. Can you tell me what has government done except depend on the vaccination? A COVID cert is not a diktat that says I don't have COVID. It's a cert that says you're vaccinated. Now, clearly, vaccinated people are spreading COVID. Vaccinated people are getting COVID. So we can now go and ask those who are unvaccinated, but government has to put a support armoury in place. I would much prefer to see somebody going to their local pharmacy, having a clear antigen test, getting access to a nightclub. Doesn't depend on the nightclub giving it. We have a localised pharmacy network in every village in this country, whereby if you want to go out, this was the EU model. This is what they did in Spain. They've opened all of these institutions long and ever ago. Okay. By the way, you can go to a wedding. There is no restriction. You neither need to be vaccinated or unvaccinated. There's no limit to the guest list. You can dance, you can drink, you can stand at the bar. I think the negative aspect of this is the confusion that's ensuing. We need to look at the support armoury. Antigen testing localised through the pharmacy network, affordable and efficient.
Okay. Donal, before I let you go, are you going to keep going on this with this process? Are you going to try and work with this ticketing proposal?
Well, we have a meeting scheduled with government for 9 a.m. Tuesday. We're certainly going to engage with that. I mean, our understanding, based on the briefing last night, is that the political decision, the government decision to proceed with the ticketing arrangement is taken. There's no flexibility. It's a done deal. We're going to have to just cope with it. We've just made expressly clear how unworkable and what an appalling situation we've been placed in. But we will continue to engage with government on this early next week.
Okay, Donal, thank you for that. You just wanted to go in there before we leave it.
I just want to make the point that, there was people, very few people in the Dáil, it's actually only the government parties who actually took the decision to bring in the vaccine pass at the time, and there was huge resistance at that time. And now there's a general acceptance.
I disagree with that, and I'll tell you why, Robert.
Robert finish first, and I'll let you in, Verona.
There is a general acceptance that it is working well, and if you even speak to the industry, it's working well. There is a requirement on restaurants, there's a requirement on many other sectors in our hospitality industry to have pre-booking requirements in advance. I do believe this is going to be a challenge for the industry. I accept that and I get that, and I've spoken to Donal on many of occasions. But I do believe that we can work with the industry early next week to ensure, and that's why it didn't come in this week.
I'm sorry, in acknowledgement that
it's going to take time. Okay. We are going to work with the sector to ensure that this can be implemented.
The challenge here is for government to support the vaccinated. And I think the problem is here, we know that having a certain doesn't prevent COVID. It says you're vaccinated. There's too much confusion. We need to institute a proper test, trace and isolate system, or the contact tracing that the industry is doing is worthless. And on top of that, we need antigen testing.
OK, just a couple of texts before we leave this. Katie, the free-for-all opening up the country experienced yesterday is blatant populism. I'm furious at the government for continuing with restrictions. For not continuing with restrictions, given the appalling state of the virus is currently in the country. Another one, Katie, all the bars and clubs can run ticketed events when they want to. Yes. For example, at busy times like New Year's and Patrick's Day before the pandemic, it's even easier to do with loads of app services now. I think they're worried that it will become obvious from named ticketed events that they are not generally enforcing the vaccine cert rules. That's from Carl. And one more, Katie, this just goes to prove that this government are completely out of touch with reality. And that's Mike. There, we'll take a break.